Coming into meditation to emphasize the quality of settling, grounding, tranquility, calm. As always, starting by finding a posture for the body where there's a balance between ease and alertness. So we're not so collapsed that we are likely to fall asleep, but we're not pulling or contracting through the musculature to sit upright. Particularly for supporting the quality of calm or tranquility, you want a body posture, a bodily posture that it doesn't take much effort to maintain. For many of us, this can mean sitting up high enough on cushions or at the front edge of a chair. However, you're sitting supporting the bowl of the pelvis to tip forward slightly. Let the spine come into its natural curves. And we're looking for an effortless lift through the front of the body, and maybe even more effortless than usual, so we're not straining toward height or stillness or straightness. But softening toward rocking back and forth, finding settling into as balanced a bodily posture as is available for our bodies in this moment. As you find the posture, find the breath, and a few deeper breaths can feel good here. As you find the longer breath, begin to emphasize the out-breath just by slowing it a little, taking your time, letting the breath out. So a full, satisfying in-breath is followed by a long, slow out-breath. As you breathe out, let the shoulders relax, fall back a little. And beginning with suggesting or creating the conditions for the body to calm or relax. We'll float our attention down through the body with a brief body scan. And in this style, we're really just looking to contact each part of the body for a moment and soften, if we can, any tension that's there. And so we don't go too slowly. Really, we're just washing down through the body the intention to relax and let go, beginning at the top of the head. And the sensation blossoms in each place, inviting, softening, relaxing, and floating down through the face, relaxing around the eyes and cheeks and jaw and lips. Softening through the sides of the head, around the ears and the back of the head. And down into the neck, inviting the head to balance on the neck, neck to soften, relax. Attention floats down through the left shoulder, letting it fall down through the left upper arm, lower arm and hand, letting the whole arm relax. Attention falls through the right shoulder, dropping down and back, letting go as much as we can, and down through the upper and lower arm and hand. And the whole right arm relaxing. Maybe you feel the arms and hands a little heavier on the legs or in your lap. And through the dome of the chest and ribs, softening. You can send the breath there and emphasize again the out breath. Letting the ribs drop as you breathe out, down through the solar plexus and upper belly. Letting the belly soften, inviting the belly to soften. Letting the breath move freely as much as possible. Through the belly, lower ribs, upper ribs, chest, all the way from the dome of the ribs, down through the belly, into the bowl of the hips. Relaxing through the pelvic floor, feeling the breath reach the pelvic floor. Washing through the whole torso like a wave rolling in and out. And letting attention wash down through the left leg, upper, and then lower, and then the left foot. And then down through the right leg, upper, and then lower. And then right foot. And then the whole body breathing. As we feel into the body and its tensions and give the intention for release. Probably you'll notice some places that are more tight or constricted than others. Often the constrictions that trouble us the most are around the central column, in the belly, abdominals, low back, through the solar plexus and the heart center and the ribs. The shoulders, into the neck. One of the ways to invite a further settling here in all of these often constricted centers is to bring the mind not to them, but away from them. So you might hear either sense the shape of your whole body all at once, so you zoom out a little, or just bring your attention to your feet. And feel the breath through the soles of the feet. Or anywhere else in the body that's pretty easy to contact and pleasurable. See what happens as you move your attention toward places of discomfort or away from them. And if there's a lot of distress in the body right now, you might practice with the eyes open, really taking in the space that you're in the room, objects in it. We're finding somewhere neutral or pleasant to rest the gaze, either the physical gaze or the inner mindfulness. And the principle here is that whatever we pay attention to grows in intensity and in our awareness. So if we focus on tension, often it increases or becomes more tense before it releases. And it can be very helpful to focus on something not tense, as an anchor around which to let the rest of the system reorganize. Moving to the realm of thoughts and feelings, the cognitive and emotional aspects of our being, the same thing. Beginning with sensing our mood, sensing how it's going in the emotional field in this moment. If the emotion or mood is pleasant in any way, stay with that. Feel it, invite it to grow. If the mood or feeling tone is unpleasant, notice it. Understand that this is sometimes how it is. Understand that there's dukkha. And then widen the attention, either to take in the whole body or to stay in the feeling zone, widen to include the feeling of being in your practice, the feeling of being with a good group of people or a teacher, just being in a kind of prayer or something else that's pleasurable. Being in the beauty of being able to take time to settle, to look inward, or being in a beautiful place if you are. So you're bringing the attention to that which is pleasurable. really pleasurable in a somatic or felt sense way. Right in the here and now. If you're finding words or images, stories, thought proliferating in the mind space, deepen the focus on the body and breath. See if you can let the movement of the breath, the posture of the body, energy moving in the body, really be enough to fill awareness. And we relax or soften into that. So we'll sit in silence together for a bit now. If you've noticed a habit pattern creep in thoughts are just filling the space, first you can just let the body relax around them. Soften through the shoulders and arms, through the face. If it still feels like there's the mental energy of spinning thought or rambling on, again, turn your attention toward something pleasant or neutral. Maybe an extremity of the body, hands or feet, or something in your space. Or to listening. We'll end our sitting with a mantra from the Mahayana tradition. Tayata Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha. Tayata is the Tathagata, the one thus gone. Om Muni Muni, Muni the sage or the silent one. Mahamunaye, the great silent sage. Soha, swaha. So honoring the Buddha as the great sage, the great silent one. I'll sing it three times around, and you can join in. Tayata Om Muni Muni Ma. Mahamunaye Soha.